This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, February 21st. Please excuse any background noise. I'm at an airport. So the market obviously had a sudden sell-off. The Michigan consumer sentiment is being blamed a lot. It did fall sharply. On Tuesday, we have the Conference Board's Consumer Sentiment Index. That's a lot better. But it does look like consumers are tightening up, as they usually do after the holidays. Some of this is weather-related, because, again, it's very cold for much of the United States. The other thing is, after the holidays, consumers often tighten their belt a bit. But between Walmart's guidance, this consumer sentiment survey, a lot of people are worried. Now, I don't want you to worry, because bond yields are falling, okay? And falling bond yields means the Fed will be cutting rates, and they probably won't do so till June or so. But we are going to have a collapse in global rates. And the other big news that's going to be very important are the German elections on Sunday. Now, the AfD party is surging. No one in Germany likes this party, the other parties. The EU doesn't like this party. It's a libertarian party. They want to turn the nuclear power plants back on. They want to restrict immigration. The immigration is controlled by the EU, not Germany. And they also want to cut taxes. So they've demonized this party. This is the party that Elon Musk is promoting. And it's possible, okay, that even if they prevail, the EU will reject the election. They did that in Romania. So we shall see. You know, there's a ruling class in Europe, and they don't like to be told what to do. Now, J.D. Vance, a week ago today, told them what to do, which is respect the people. So these are all the breaking news that's happening. So let's just hope Germany has a peaceful and successful election. And let's hope they embrace the new leaders. And we'll get a lot of economic news next week. We'll get consumer confidence. We'll get durable goods. And we'll get the PCE report, which should be favorable. But we're at the end of their earnings announcement season. Supermicro has to file by Tuesday. NVIDIA announces on Wednesday. And we got a lot to look forward to. So sorry about the gyrations. These are seasonal in nature. But this is what happens on Fridays. Traders like to clean out their inventory. I'm so sorry, folks. This is what, again, it's a Friday thing. So you should get a big bounce on Monday. Take care, everybody. Louis Navalier.